And now your comments about yesterday's program. A couple of you were perplexed about a word David Welner used in his story on the death of West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd. The word is co-equal, and here's David using it in a sentence.
Pennsylvania Republican turned Democrat Arlen Specter noted Byrd's insistence that the separate branches of government be kept co-equal.
Well, Jim Bloom of Macomb, Illinois asks, what is the difference between the words equal and co-equal? Is there a difference, or is co-equal sort of redundant all over again? For the answer, we went back to the source, our own David Welner.
Co-equal means equal with one another when you're comparing a group of items. That's different from talking about just two items, which you might call equal. Since I was referring to equality among the three branches of government, that's why I used the word co-equal.
A United States Soccer Federation referee took issue with our conversation about a series of blown calls at the World Cup. Bob Opliger of Iowa City writes, I'm not sure if I should assess a yellow card for persistent infringement or a red for serious foul play. He goes on to say, unlike other sports, FIFA referees pay a high price for their mistakes. Coleman Kolobali, the ref who waved off the U.S. goal against Slovenia, was removed from any further assignments. You forgot to mention that.
Mr. Opliger also gave me a yellow card for my statement that referees run something like 12 miles in a game, he says. That would be about a 7.5 to 8 minute mile pace for the entire 90 to 95 minutes. As someone who's done it, I can say that we do run more than officials in other sports, but it's more like 6 miles. And, of course, Mr. Opliger's math is correct. Michelle, I think if I get one more yellow card, I am suspended from hosting tomorrow's program. You're on your own.
We don't want that, Melissa. Watch out. Finally, our profile of singer Lauryn Hill didn't receive much love from Gerald Gustafson of South Bend, Indiana. He writes, Lauryn Hill is one of the 50 great voices. She has a limited range, limited repertoire. She's just not worthy. But Dele Lohman of Atlanta writes to thank us for the piece. She says, Zoe Chace's story on Lauryn Hill was like catching up with a long-lost friend. At times, I pumped up the volume in my car and sang along.
It could all be so simple.
Love it or leave it, we do enjoy reading your letters. Please send them to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR.